Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 97.1. Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday, and I don't like it. I love it.
So much so.
Let's go. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What's happening?
Good morning, Coachella Chels.
Holler.
She's already got one foot out the door.
She's already turned. Producer Brad, good morning to you.
What's up?
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
Tamara, still in quarantine on the other room. We love you. Hit us up via social at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Just hit her up to say hi.
Yeah,
check in on
what's
her.
What's up? We should get better, you know? She's had, I don't know, the flu, something crazy. You can also call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Super excited about this weekend. Probably for different reasons than Chelsea, because she's going to go back to Coachella.
I'm going to be knee-deep in the Gulf of Mexico in about 7 hours.
That sounds dope, bro. You're going on vacation with the wifey, right?
Or just 2 days to Panama City.
Get it, bro. Guys, I'm excited. My wife is going to be free of being on lockdown on 420 tomorrow.
Oh, you guys can blaze so hard.
Choke it up.
I'm sure that will help her breastfeeding our daughter, right?
Oh, yeah.
She'll sleep real well after that. CBD breast milk. Yeah.
Right. Boy, she sleeps through the night. That's amazing.
So it's the last day of cuarentena, which is 40 days and 40 nights in the Latino culture, especially Mexican culture, of her not doing anything, not going outside, nothing like that, picking up anything heavy and so on and so forth. So she's super stoked that we'll be able to go out and hang out, go to dinner outside of the house and so on and so forth, man. Super stoked for that.
I know she's been outside, like in your yard and stuff. So
yes.
I know that my vision is incorrect, but for some reason I picture Saturday happening, like that scene from Varsity Blues where they come out of the strip club and it's all dark and they're outside, like, oh my God, they're all bright and their eyes have to transition. Yeah, like she's been inside for so long. Thank you. Oh, there's like air.
You know what's crazy? Because we did go outside once and we posted a picture on social media because Ariela's going crazy, you know, inside with mommy, and then I get home around 3 p.m. or whatever, and so we did a little picnic and a kidchella for Ariela in the backyard, and people like quarantena shamed Janet.
No way.
What'd they say?
Oh my gosh, it's not her 40 days yet. They're not up yet. Why is she outside? Like, legit, wow. Yo.
It's funny. I just assumed that was your backyard. I was like, damn, Edgar's rolling out there. The place is huge.
It was your backyard, was it?
Yeah, it was just our backyard.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Then, yeah. Then you were rolling.
He is rolling.
Well, I saw one picture of, I mean, it's hard to tell.
Oh, first of all, I'm not rolling, but the backyard is nice.
You're not going to Coachella. It really wasn't a Coachella situation.
Yeah, really wasn't a Coachella.
You're rolling in comparison. I live in just a glorified tent in West Hollywood. So, no,
basically what Ariela was in my backyard.
Right. Well, no, I see some pictures of Ariela in like this giant field. That's a different than your backyard, but your little picnic was in the backyard.
Yes, that's correct.
You can go in the backyard on quarantena, right?
Yeah.
Apparently not to some people. And so as soon as we got those comments, Janet cried. Not just playing. She was like, whatever. So anyways, excited about this weekend. Chelsea doing Coachella Part 2. Are you going to hit up the sunrise
Easter service
with Kanye West and his choir?
Of course.
You promise?
Yeah, I think I'm going to not stay Sunday, but I'm just going to go to that.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm not going to go. Like, I can't stay the whole weekend. It's been a rough week for me, you know? Like, I've been tired. So I think I'm just going to go Friday, Saturday, and I'm going to, you know, keep it to that and be responsible
like
and
when you were
go to church and come home.
When you found yourself starting to cry during watching Beyonce's Netflix documentary, I think that means that you're having kind of an emotional week.
My
probably need a little sleep.
Up and down.
Amen to that. Wishing you the best weekend ever. We are 97.1 Amp Radio. Let's go.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Happy Friday. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. So we just got a text from Sandra telling us she was today years old when she discovered something that blew her mind as an adult. We got her on the line right now. And if you have anything that you want to share with us, hit us up via text or call 877-971-HITS. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning.
Fill in the blank. I was today years old when I learned what?
I was today years old when I learned that there's a purpose for the ridges on the bottom of the salt and pepper shakers.
So salt and pepper shakers, what's on the bottom? I've never looked at it.
it's just like these little like bumps, like little ridges. If you turn one upside down and kind of like grind them together, it makes the salt or pepper just come out so much faster.
Wow.
Interesting.
I'm so blown away. Now I want to see one.
Oh, someone go over to IHOP and grab us some salt and pepper shakers.
We'll return it as soon as we're done.
Some girl on YouTube posted it and it went viral. And I was like, wait, what? I went home and tried it. And sure enough, it worked.
Let's say I have the salt shaker in my left hand, right? I got the pepper shaker in my right. Do I just literally connect the bottoms?
Oh, I think I found it.
Or does one have to be facing down?
Yeah, one has to be facing upside down.
Got it.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. Okay.
And then the other one goes on top, and then you just rub it together.
Uh-huh. That's so funny.
Yep.
And then that just makes the pepper or the salt just flow out easier?
Exactly.
Yo, mind blown.
Oh, I'm watching it now. Okay, I got it. Oh. So then it, instead of shaking it, it kind of vibrates it out.
This is a game changer. You realize
genius,
this.
Right?
But that's a lot of pepper.
Yeah, you better go easy on the gas pedal.
Sandra, and do you actually apply that now, or you just kind of pull it off as a trick?
I do. Yeah, I do. My kids actually do it, too. It's just pretty funny.
Sandra, thank you for listening to us.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you, too. Bye. Cicely from Inglewood, up to no good. Good morning.
Hi.
Cicely, I was today years old when you learned what?
That the I for iPhone means internet.
Internet phone?
Oh, it does? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought it meant like intelligent phone.
Yeah, intelligence.
I guess we're not that intelligent. Cicely, how did you learn that?
YouTube.
All the answers are on YouTube.
And this whole time, we've been going to school to try to learn stuff. You know what I'm saying? We got it all wrong. Just kidding, Cicely. Don't get out of school.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Happy Friday, the 19th of April. Yes, tomorrow is 420. And I didn't think we were going to get many calls, but the lines are blowing up right now. People that already started celebrating today, a little wake and bake action.
Like tailgating for it already, right?
Exactly.
For the big game tomorrow.
Let's go to the phone lines with our pre-gaming wake and bakers. Caitlin from La Habra. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations. Are you celebrating already?
Oh, yeah. I've been up since 2:30 this morning, and wow. I went to the clinic at 3:30 and got a free 8x5.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got a bunch of other stuff.
Dude, what else do you have going on today? Is today just a day about giving thanks?
No, you know what? I have to work for like 5 hours, but I have a doctor's appointment. So I gotta leave at 2. So
first of all, what do you do for a living that you gotta go work for 5 hours? And then what are you gonna do at the doctor's?
I do reception and billing.
Oh yeah, you need today real bad.
Yeah, super fun. And my doctor's appointment is, I don't remember what I told them it was for, to be honest with you. I just told them I had a doctor's appointment. They didn't even ask.
Caitlin, thank you so much for calling in. You are very first caller celebrating 420.
I freaking love you guys.
Michelle from Orange County, good morning.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, you sound like you've already been hitting it.
Hi, indeed, Michelle.
I can't believe I'm on the radio right now. It's the most random morning ever.
Neither can anyone who works at our radio station in corporate.
Why has it been such a random morning so far?
My birthday always falls... Well, my birthday's the 15th, so it was kind of still going on, you know?
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, so it started at Coachella, and then I just got my first wetsuit, but I'm already at... in San Clemente.
So you're going surfing?
To go surf, yeah.
That is awesome. And that's all you're going to do all day?
Well, yeah, actually, it definitely is. And I thought, what's the best? And I was like, that's sports. Or, sorry, just so loud. but yeah, I thought, why not? I'm not really a wake and bake type person. Yeah, going for it.
Michelle, right? Just do me a favor. Can you recite the ABCs real quick?
Yeah, I can do that. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, J, K. Oh.
Yeah, you're the best.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
Feeling good. It's Friday. You made it to the weekend, and I love it. We're Edgar, Brian, Chelsea, and Sassy Alexa in the studio right now. She's got mad attitude, ready to answer some of your Coachella weekend number two questions. I can't wait. I wonder if Alexa's a Coachella girl or not, Chelsea.
I think she would be for sure. She'd be a good partner in crime. Yeah, we'd get all the dudes.
She's a good
wing
woman.
The music, isn't it?
I mean, a little bit of both.
All right, let's get to it, man. Sassy Alexa, thanks for being with us.
All right, here we go. First question from Leanne in Huntington Beach. Hey, Alexa, what is your favorite part about Coachella?
My favorite part about Coachella is seeing all of the ridiculous outfits that pass for fashion this year. Mm-hmm. The whole place looks more like a Halloween party than so a concert. In fact, I am not 100% convinced that anybody even goes to the shows out there. All I can tell that anybody does when they are out there is take pictures of themselves in front of a Ferris wheel. Okay, I take that back. I know at least one person has performed there, and that is Beyoncé. Because when Beyoncé plays anywhere, the world feels it.
It's probably true.
I mean, you have to get your Ferris wheel picture. It's mandatory. But we see shows. It's I'll like, show you, Alexa.
It's like iconic. Well, I don't know. It's hard for Alexa to see shows. She doesn't have any eyeballs. But
I love that you just said it. It's iconic.
It is.
But that came out of your mouth.
I've never been to Coachella, but I've seen that Ferris wheel 15 million times.
Facts on facts.
In fact, I saw a video trending this past week of things happening in the Ferris wheel.
Whoa.
Not suitable for work. So maybe that's your thing. All right. Anyways, here we go. This one's from Maria in Long Beach. She says, "Hey, Alexa, would you go to Coachella or stay in Los Angeles this weekend?"
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I would never go to weekend two.
Oh.
First of all, the people that go to Coachella for weekend number two are festival veterans, and they are not playing around at all.
True.
The other reason I wouldn't go is because Hollywood turns into a ghost town and you can actually find parking and enjoy brunch. Do you know what it feels like to actually get a table at brunch?
Never
it
do.
Is glorious.
I was at the waiting line.
There it is. Chelsea, you were a little bit appalled and kind of hurt by her talking smack on people that go to weekend two at Coachella like yourself.
I don't believe her. I need to have a talk with her after this. When you guys aren't here, I think she will agree to go with me.
She gave you a tip of the cap, though. It's like veterans. Weekend two is like not about the parties and the spectacle. Weekend number two is like for the people that are coming back. And if you're going for a second weekend in a row, you take it very serious.
True.
Chels, that means you're a real one.
I mean, yeah, I already knew that, but.
She verified it.
Facts.
All right, the last question. This one's from Jose in Whittier. Hey, Alexa, what do you think about Condé's Easter Sunday morning service?
Who's Condé?
You mean Kanye?
Did I say Kanye?
You said Condé.
Oh, geez. Chelsea's mad that Alexa ripped her about Coachella.
All right, let's see what's up with Condé.
It is crazy to think that Kanye is going to be the one out in Coachella helping people rid themselves of the dirty sins. Sorry, I mean all of the fun that they had all weekend. What a difference a year makes. Kanye goes from Trump rants on SNL to holding an Easter Sunday service. I'm seriously having difficulty wrapping my head around this, and I'm the smartest person in the world.
It's not that difficult, Alexa. The whole concept of Easter is to repent.
Maybe he shouldn't be the guy that we're listening to, then.
Good time. So weekend number two, Chelsea, you got to promise us that you are going to be at that sunrise Easter service with Kanye and his choir.
I mean, I don't know that I should make promises on Coachella weekend two because we don't know how Saturday night's going to go, but I'm going to try my darndest to be there.
Darndest.
Bright and early.
Kanye and darndest. Make you do your darndest to make it there.
Yep.
If you're going to be out there, have fun and call in on Monday and tell us all about it on 97.1 Amp Radio. 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And if we haven't said it enough, we want to say it again. The best thing about being on the radio is having a connection with you every morning. Talking to you when we get to see you in person, you texting in. And because, honestly, we're just not famous at all, so we have time to read your messages.
The truth.
And to reach out to you.
Unfortunately. No offense. I look forward to the day where I can't read your messages.
So I got a DM from one of our AMP listeners, A.Laird9015, and says this, guys. Good morning. I just want to send a quick message to you guys and say how much I love the show. You guys truly make my mornings worth getting up so damn early. Mm-hmm. LOL. Thanks for just being you. And if you ever want to make my wish come true, just say hello one day. This is my number. 562-5... Oh, my bad. Have a wonderful day, Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. What a nice message.
That's sweet.
I mean, she didn't ask for any tickets or passes or anything. Just say hi.
Or at least not yet. So let's call her.
Yeah, it's coming.
See? I don't know what her real name is.
Call her by her Instagram handle.
She loves pandas.
Oh.
She's a Cali girl and a boss according to her bio.
Oh, boss. I like that.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. May I speak with A.Laird9015?
That's me.
Hey, what's up? We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea from Amp Radio.
What's going on?
Oh my God, are you through?
Nah, kidding around. I'm joking.
Oh my God, hi.
How's your day going?
Great, just driving to work.
So, I got your DM, and you're like, yo, man, it'd be pretty dope if you guys called me one day, and here we are.
Oh my God, I love you guys. Like, you seriously make my mornings
so worth getting up at like 5:30 every morning because you're all I listen to from like 6 to 10 every day.
I mean, don't get crazy. Worth at 5:30 in the morning, you're still happy to get up?
You know, not fully.
That's what we come in and try to help out a little, you know?
You guys are awesome. You're funny. You're just... I love you guys.
Well, we love you too at a.laird9015.
Oh my God.
What's your real name?
That is her real name.
Amanda.
Amanda?
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Amanda, thank you for listening to us. We love you. Appreciate all the support. And anytime you want us to call you, just DM us.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too.
See ya.
Bye.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Shout out to anybody that has a birthday, especially if you're hitting 30 years of age or more. And I say that because I found this interesting meme on social media, and I want to know what you guys think about it. It's basically saying, hey, when you hit 30, these are the top five things that happen in your life. So let me see if you guys think these are facts or fakes. Number five. You binge watching your favorite shows trumps going out to the club.
100%. Truth. Fact.
Hands down? Yes. Absolutely. Tamara's like 25 and she's like, yo, I'm already there.
Yo, listen, I don't know if anyone in their 20s even knows how Game of Thrones even goes yet. They're not going to know until they hit 30.
Like, what? Have you guys known about this show?
I don't have time for 1 hour a week.
In 2025? This show's the best. It just came out. Anyways, number four. When you hit 30, you start referring to people in their 20s as kids these days.
Mm. I've done that.
No way, Chelsea.
I'm guilty of it.
Really?
I'm not proud of it.
But
yeah.
You date dudes in their
20s. I know.
I mean,
I know.
She legitimately said that Shawn Mendes looks like he's grown up a lot over the last few years. That's something you don't say until you hit 30.
Jessica, can we please get that audio?
It's in there.
Oh, is it?
Hold on.
Oh, wow.
Can you find it while we work this out?
You already set me up. Cool.
But Jessica's like, I'm glad you asked. Oh. All right, let's get this.
Well.
Because Chelsea's probably going to say, I never did that. Shawn Mendes, who just grew another 2 abs, so he's now got a 12-pack.
Sure did. I've noticed.
Chelsea, who do you think took this? Damn.
We know. We heard her yesterday talk about how much he's grown up over the years.
Yeah, he has. He's matured.
He's a big boy now.
I think we all sounded creepy in that one. Yeah.
I think Brian and I were more into Shawn Mendes than that one.
I was going to say, wow.
We were all about his new abs and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that backfired, so there you go.
Hey, listen, sometimes that happens.
It's early.
All right, continuing on with the list. So binge watching over going out to the club. You start referring people in their 20s as kids these days. Number three, things that happen when you hit your 30s. Gray hair starts to appear and you freak out.
That happened to me when I was 17.
Chelsea, you're good?
I've had no gray hairs yet.
Brian, that happened to you when you were 17.
It's not fair. It's hard for gray hair to come into your weave.
True. I mean, that is true. But recently, I was like trying to check, but gray hairs have a different texture to them.
I got Tamara on that one.
Can we get Tamara a microphone?
I've been trying.
She's the only one that laughs at Brian and I in this freaking studio.
We need her.
Good Lord. Tamara, switch spots with producer Greg. Get a microphone. Anyways. Number two, things that happen when you hit your 30s. You have developed a safe drinking strategy for weekdays.
Yep.
At least you thought.
It depends.
Until we took some shots of tequila reposado, Casamigos at 11:15 in the morning. I don't know. DJ and Jessica and I were good, but everybody else was struggling. Tamara even had to take a day off the next day, off of 2 shots.
For me, I don't think it was the tequila. It was the IPA chasers. I broke my rule. And that's how you know you're in your 30s, when you start to make rules like, you know what? I'm not going to quit drinking. I'm just done with IPAs.
All right, here we go. And number one, guys, when you hit your 30s, your social media feed is packed with weddings and baby pictures, except for yours.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
All right, let the good times begin. Good morning to you. We got our 2 listeners right now that are going to tell us if they want to hook up or hang up after they speed date each other. We got Kelly, 30 years of age from Anaheim. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kelly, let me introduce you to Michael, 27 from Garden Grove. Good morning, bro.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're doing well. 97.1 seconds on the clock. Let the hookup begin. Go.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Aww. Nice to meet you. What do you have planned for the weekend?
I'm gonna take the dogs out to the beach, so it's gonna be fun. What are you doing?
Oh, wow, dogs plural. Okay.
You know, I might hit up the beach and just relax. You know, it's been a really crazy week for me.
What do you do? That's so crazy.
You know, I have one of those jobs that's just like really boring. I work in an office all day. It's like, I don't even want to talk about it. But
oh my God.
You sound like a CIA spy. That's what a spy would say.
No.
Either that or he's unemployed.
No, but hey, Kelly, are you a fan of the Peeps marshmallow candies, like for Easter?
I mean, I've had them, but the sugar gets in my teeth and it's weird.
Honestly, they're like my favorite candy. I don't even celebrate Easter, but they're the most important part of my year. Like, I love them so much. That's great.
Yeah. More Peeps for you. You can have
exactly.
all of mine.
That's basically cool. What I'm going to do this weekend is just like go hard on Peeps candy. Yeah.
Like you're going to Netflix and chill with your Peeps, like just you
totally.
And your Peeps.
Yeah, absolutely. Time's up.
Whoa. Thank God, time's up. Wait
a minute. Saved by the buzzard.
I am so fascinated by Michael's life. He's like, I had the craziest week. It's a really boring place. I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to gorge on Peeps.
Most important thing in my life every year
wow.
is this candy. All right. Wow. Michael, hang tight, my man. You're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear Kelly's response if she wants to hook up or hang up. That way you're not swayed by it, all right?
All right.
Kelly.
Hey.
Is Michael your peeps or not so much? What are your thoughts?
I mean, why not? It could be fun.
Wow. Yeah,
watching him eat processed sugar. Why not?
Your standards are real low, aren't they?
I mean, it's not a deal breaker, somebody who eats sugar. You know what I mean?
He wasn't just talking about eating. He was like, this is the most important thing in my life.
And right he was now. Like judgmental of you that you didn't like them, I felt.
Yeah, I guess so. Now y'all are giving me second thoughts.
Don't let us sway your answer. Ultimately, hook up or hang up?
A hook up. He was funny. It'll be a good story.
There you go.
One way or another.
It'll be
Kelly, hang tight, all right? You're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear Michael's response. Hold on.
All right.
Michael.
Yo.
What are your thoughts on Kelly, man? Hook up or hang up?
Hook up.
All right.
Wow, right to it. The peeps didn't matter. She's a peep hater.
No. Well, I mean, look, she didn't make fun of me for him. She, like, played along. I mean, she seems really sweet, actually. Yeah.
She actually said more peeps for you.
That's the right answer.
All right. Fantastic, my man.
This is so weird.
That was so easy. Who would have thought, man, that line would kill? Do you love or hate Peeps candy?
I mean, I hate them. So it would be a deal breaker for me. I'm out.
Yeah, it's kind of like, what is it, candy corn?
Candy corn. Ugh.
Yeah. All right, we're coming back. Kelly and Michael, what's up?
Hi.
Hello.
Congratulations, you both decided to continue the hookup.
Hey.
That's cool.
So it's like dinner on you guys, right?
No, man, you guys can just pick out on Peeps.
I'm down to chip in some Peeps.
Yeah, I'll buy some Peeps for you guys.
All right, my Peeps, is it cool if we check in with you guys this Monday to find out what happens over the weekend?
Okay.
Cool.
Sure.
Cool. Check in Monday around this time to find out what happens with these two lovebirds.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Feeling them Friday vibes. Thank you for giving us another week to do what we love. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Dopest Moment Award going out to Michelle from the OC who called in earlier this morning. She was pre-gaming already for tomorrow, 4:20.
Oh, that's for sure.
Waking and bacon, and wow, was it noticeable. Check her out. Michelle from Orange County, good morning.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, you sound like you've already been hitting it.
Hi, indeed, Michelle.
I can't believe I'm on the radio right now. It's the most random morning ever. I'm not really a wake and bake type person. Yeah, going for it.
Michelle, right? Just do me a favor. Can you recite the ABCs real quick?
Yeah, I can do that. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, J, K. Oh.
No, you're the best.
Wow.
She was baked, bro. She's easily baked.
She seems so annoyed with the question. Can you do the ABCs? Yeah, duh. And then she blows it half, like not even halfway. 8 letters in.
Good times right there. Have fun this weekend, Chels. You're on your way to Coachella, part dos?
Sure am, and I can't wait.
Get
come
it, go.
Dance with me in the polo fields.
Brian, you're going to Florida this weekend.
Yeah, I'm just going to stand in the Gulf of Mexico the whole weekend. I'm just going to stand in it.
Good times. And my wife is free from cuarentena this weekend, so I'm excited. After having her baby, she's no longer on lockdown. For 40 days and 40 nights, and we're going to party it up.
Ooh, get crazy.
See you at Coachella, Chelsea.
Okay.
They get to leave the house.
With a baby hanging from my chest.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.